Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
53575.
Thank you for that. Your first and last name?
CYNDI. Cindy McGuire, McGuire. McGuire.
And verify your shipping address for security of the account.
3991 Old Stone Road, Oregon, Wisconsin.
Okay, it looks like you previously had the Keto Ascent Keto, the Keto Ascent Cleanse and the Keto. Looks like both accounts, both products were ordered back on December 25th. Where you have the shipping and handling for the 14-day trial. Looks like your trial period ended on January the 10th, so you were billed and placed on the auto shipment where you receive them and be billed each month or until you call in to cancel. And it looks like you just canceled with us tonight. And you asked to speak with a supervisor. How can I help you?
Well, nobody told me it was a trial, and she said you didn't read the fine print, and I was like, what? It didn't say anything about that I was going to be signed up for anything. So I called my bank and asked them what those charges were, because there's $400 now on my bank account instead of $6 and $7, which I did pay. And there's $400 worth of charges. And I asked the bank, and she said, yeah, that's a scam. You got a smaller charge earlier, didn't you? And I'm like, for what? And I looked down there and said, oh, yeah, I did, yeah. She told me what it was, and I said, yeah, there was a $6 and a $7, one for shipping and handling. And she said, okay, yeah, it's a scam. She said, just call the company. Here's the number. We have the number, because you can't go online to get the number at all. And you go online and try to find negative reviews, because it didn't work with the crap. And you try to find negative reviews. They've all been taken off. And then it tells you somewhere else that, yeah, the company takes off the negative reviews so that nobody sees those, pays Google to take them off. So you can't contact over Google. You can't contact you guys. There's no, I mean, I tried 2 months ago to contact, and there's no contacting you. Because I was trying to find out how this stuff works and what it is and stuff and how, what the directions are. And, I would have canceled if I would have known back then. I would have canceled. And so now I got $400 worth. So the bank told me to try and deal with you and get you, if you drop the charges, fine. If you don't drop the charges, if I already changed my account, they're going to send me a different card, and the bank will call you and deal with you and get the charges dropped.
So you've already disputed those charges with your bank.
What?
So you've already disputed those charges with your bank.
I have called the bank, and she told me to call you and try to get you to reimburse me for $400. And if you don't, then to call her back, and she would start the process to go after you guys for the scam that you're doing.
Okay. So what you need to do, ma'am, at this point is give us a call back with you. Your bank or credit card company on the line, so we can verify that no dispute has been filed for those charges before we can issue you any type of refund.
Do what?
You need to call back with your bank or credit card company on the line regarding those charges.
I don't know how to call you with the bank on the line.
You just
call
them
that?
And tell them to call us in a three-way conference call.
Tell them to call you?
Yes, you call them and tell them to call us in a three-way conference call.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.